this relatively brief homily for Good Shepherd Sunday and Immigration Sunday and Communion Sunday. How to begin this homily for my sisters and brothers in this active faith community, active in social service, active in spiritual formation and growth, active in worshiping our God. How to begin? Well, maybe right where the choir took us. Let's begin with communion as we prepare to do this in remembrance of Jesus. Not always, but usually, and today was no exception, we include time for confession and forgiveness. And today we used our guiding purpose statement to guide that preparation. We strive to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ and to share the gospel with the wider community. As a community of faith, we affirm the oneness of the human family and embrace all of God's children, regardless of race, ethnicity, culture, age, sexual orientation, or other labels that could be used to divide. Wow. You don't need to know much else than that statement to know that this is a serious faith community. Serious about faith and serious about community. And that's not all. With the engaging Hillcrest 101 group that's been meeting, a couple Sundays ago, we spent some time with our Hillcrest statements, the mission statement, the Hillcrest covenant, the guiding purpose from which we just heard, and the opening and affirming statements. It's a great discussion, pulling out words and phrases for consideration. What does that mean? What can or could it mean? How does this set Hillcrest apart? And one of the things we noticed in that discussion was Hillcrest's sense, our very deep and broad sense of the kingdom of God, as in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's no throwaway prayer for us. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." You can hear it in our mission statement. We strive to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ to fulfill God's vision for humankind and all of creation, and to share this vision with the wider community. You can hear it perhaps even more directly in the Hillcrest Covenant. Responding to God's love and will, we covenant with God and with one another to accept the cost and joy of this discipleship, and in mutual love and respect, pledge ourselves to seek the growth and consummation of God's kingdom, which has no end. Wow. Anybody here ever hear of a BHAG? B-H-A-G? A big, hairy, audacious goal. Come on. Somebody here must have heard about these things. Big, hairy, audacious goal. By the way, I didn't say big, hairy, audacious gorilla. That's not what I said. Managers and businesses and nonprofits and entrepreneurs of all kinds are familiar with this idea of big, hairy, audacious goals. And so is Jesus. And so is Hillcrest. Jesus says, right here in what we read for today, Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." Life and life abundant. Now that's a BHAG. Even for Disney or Coca-Cola or Nike or name your huge, mega, satisfaction and feel-good and accomplished-driven corporation, life and life abundant, that's a pretty big and audacious and, I suppose, hairy goal. And it's Jesus' goal. And it's our goal. And here's the thing, Hillcrest, we get big and audacious. Just listen to our guiding purpose and mission statement and Hillcrest Covenant and our open and affirming statements. We get big and audacious. We are about all of God's children. We commit both individually and collectively to all we do. We strive to fulfill God's vision for humankind. But wait for it. That's not big enough for us. We strive to fulfill God's vision for humankind and for all of creation, and to share this vision with the wider community. All that, and I'm not even out of the mission statement yet. And since this is only a homily, I'm going to stop right here, and you can look up the rest of the statements for yourselves online, or if you have a copy of it at home. Oh, we get big and audacious. I want to say we invented it, but let's give that credit to God. And here's the thing. We also get hairy, as in, well, kind of like as in that gorilla. And as in the way Jesus, too, appreciated hair and taught us about it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, so our psalm says. Thieves and bandits come along and try to get into the sheepfold any way they can. So Jesus says, times are tough. Politics and rhetoric are tough. Violence. Forget all the violence. How about just religious violence and extremism are tough. All kinds of people, many of them bandits and thieves, to use the words of our gospel lesson, are selling us and telling us what our dear Christian faith is about. All kinds of people, many of them, thieves and bandits, to use Jesus' words, doing hateful, deplorable things in the name of our Christian faith. Politicians, preachers, and teachers who mean to discriminate against people and limit people's access to places and to resources, all in the name of the Christian faith. Heck, even the Ku Klux Klan claims to be a Christian expression teaching us to live as God and Jesus intended, and I'm not making that up. Look it up online or talk to a Klansman. Need I say more about them or any and all religious extremists and hate mongers and murderers and terrorists? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Or as Ezekiel puts it in that first lesson we heard from, and I wish we heard that lesson more on Good Shepherd Sunday and on other Sundays. There are sheep in the sheepfold who gore and push and butt others and foul the pasture land and the water because of their rotten and harmful and bullying ways. As Jesus puts it, thieves and bandits work their way into the sheepfold and pretend to lead from a standpoint. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us, we sang. And oh, do we need that leadership. Our nation and our world needs that leadership. We need your big, hairy, audacious goals, oh God. And we need you to champion not only those goals, but also to champion us as we strive to follow you and your big, hairy, audacious goals. Sisters and brothers, let us pray. Oh God, keep that vision of life and life abundant. Life and life abundant for ourselves and for our neighbors and for our whole planet and for generations to come. Keep that big, hairy, audacious vision of yours in front of us. And, oh God, give us that taste of abundant life now in all we do, in all you call us to do as the sheep of your pasture. You nourish us with your great and abundant creation. You nourish us and nurture us with your word. You nourish us through Holy Communion. No sheep stands alone. That's your promise. You will find us when we stray, and you'll remind us that we are part of the greater flock, the broader community, the whole of your creation. O Savior, like a shepherd, lead us together, ever and always in you, and let all of God's children gathered in God's pasture here today.